Thinking back over some of the very remarkable events of this past week, I offer these words for reflection this morning. On the evening of September 11, 2001, we held a vigil in this room as we dealt with feelings of shock, grief, anger, bewilderment, soul-searching, to name but a few. That evening came back to me this past week in the wake of the attack on Osama bin Laden's hideout, his being killed by American forces. Much of my thoughts have been with the families and close friends who lost relatives and loved ones on that day nearly a decade ago, those who attempted to make rescue and lost their lives in so doing, those who lived to tell of their rescue efforts. All of these folks have been dealing with highly mixed emotions this past week. Not all of them the same, but all deeply felt. Let us hold them in our hearts. For myself, I cannot exult at the taking of a life, however heinous the deeds that flowed from that life were, however welcome it may be. I recall a part of the Passover and Exodus legend, which we tell each year at our Seder over here as we read through our Haggadah. I recall the part about how the God of the Israelites rebuked the angels for rejoicing at the drowning deaths of the Egyptian armies in the Red Sea, even as they were seeking to kill the escaping slaves. According to the legend, the same God, Yahweh, who halted the armies, then forbade the taking of delight in their deaths, even when done at his hand. Let us consider the ongoing meaning of this story this morning. For all that blesses us, for all that brings joy to our lives, we know we still live in a world that remains broken and unhealed in many places. A world in which innocent lives are taken in the name of a twisted ideology, and one in which retaliation is made for such losses. Even as we know that this is part of the world in which we live, we can still hold to a vision of a global community in which cycles of attack and retaliation are one day transcended. As you go from this service this morning, take a moment to pass by our peace pole and be reminded of how far we have yet to go before its simple words are fulfilled. And then recommit yourself to their fulfillment. Maybe spend a moment in silent reflection and meditation. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.